remember I was sitting there and I was like, hey, watch this. And I like flexed like my butt cheeks. Right? But, like one at a time. One at a time, so I was just like, hey, watch this. And I was going, doo-doo-doo. Well, she's trying to tie up some fucking sutures.
Welcome to the Sister Fister podcast.
This is the Clash Royale group.
Dude. Fucking Tyler yelled at me because I told him, I was like, oh, join. I was like, join our clan, because he said he's been playing more. And I was like, oh, he's like, send me an invite. I was like, I don't know how to do that, but here's the name. He's like, he texted me. He's like, I'll fucking tell you exactly what he said. He texted me and he was like, you motherfucker, that's the best name you could come up with. I was like, I was in a pinch, you little shit. You got a better one? I was like, fuck you. That's so funny. Yeah, he was not happy about that. I think you joined. We have been playing this game, Clash Royale. It doesn't matter if you play it or not. Every female who's possibly... I mean, I'll probably cut that whole beginning part. We're 2 seconds into the podcast and females are already gone. Our three female listeners... I'm going to cut this out. The Greek listener? Still listening to it. It's weird. Because I pay attention to who listens. Listener. I'll bleep it, but maybe because that's kind of funny.
Yeah, well, Abby hates when I play it.
Really, the pod?
Cause,
well, oh, the game.
The game, yeah, because I then I completely ignore him. Mm-hmm.
That's funny. Macy, Joey's girlfriend, hates Conflict of Nations, because like we'll get on the phone call and we'll be fucking running. I mean, we're talking schemes, we're talking all that shit. It's so funny, but. Yeah, welcome back to the podcast. We got a simple, just honestly blatant episode today, especially after the last one with Julian. Dude, that episode, like editing it, I was crying. It was so weird. Hey, buddy, you're bald!
Dude, you're bald! You're a bald ass
man! So fucking funny. So fucking funny. Zach, oh, actually, also, dude, I had an experience. Yesterday, I believe it was, I got mansplained. I got mansplained too. Mansplaining has been a hot topic lately, right? Where it just keeps coming up of someone mansplaining this, right? Or you're mansplaining that, you know? I had someone mansplain me, and I totally get
about
it.
What?
The sauna. Which I would say I'm knowledgeable on. Like, I was in the sauna, and if anyone who doesn't know what mansplaining is, which is insane, but I did run into someone... Macy, Joey's girlfriend, who doesn't know what mansplaining is, and I explained it to her. She's like, oh, Joey does that all the time, which was kind of funny.
Because men know more.
Yeah, well, if for anyone who doesn't understand what mansplaining is, it was explained to me as when you ask a simple question, and then a man will go into way too much detail about it and explain every possible thing they know about it to show how big their brain is, right? As a guy, we're like, yeah, that's fucking great. That's exactly how it should be.
That's my immediate thought was like, I just want all the information.
I don't know. Yeah, it's, I guess it's different for girls. I don't know. Until I got mansplained too. I'm in the sauna, and I'm like in there by myself. This kid walks in. He's probably freshman in college, just graduated high school, something. Okay. He comes in. I'm like, what's up, man? You know, we're talking. And I'm like asking him, like, oh, what'd you hit today? He's like, oh, like, I'm just coming in for the sauna. I was like, oh, that's a good day, you know, like, because I've done that before where you just go in for the sauna. And he was like, yeah, I fucking, like, love the sauna, I swear by it. He's like, oh, really? He's like, drop some knowledge on me. And I was like, oh, I'd love to drop some knowledge. Bro, I'm not kidding. This is all I said. I was like, well, I mean, first off, it's, like, really good for your skin. He's like, yeah, yeah. And then it just cut me off and wet. I mean, wet. I was in there
that was
for
just
12.
A thing. If he asked you to explain and then was like,
yeah,
watch this.
Oh, he explained every part of the sauna. He explained to me how the fucking heater worked. I was like, dude, I don't give a fuck. I pour water on the rocks and steam goes out, and that's all I need to know. Dude, I was in there for a full 12 minutes. He talked for 9 of them. And mind you, there was probably 1 minute in all of me talking. The other two were me being in there alone. I was pissed. I literally, as soon as he started, I just like looked forward and I was like, oh my God, this is what it's like to be mansplained. And I was like, I understand now. I don't want to be a simp, or I don't want to be like, I don't know, gay, but I get it. It was annoying. As soon as I started doing it, I was like, this is the worst thing ever. I don't care this much about the fucking sauna. I literally thought that, and then I like was like, holy shit, he's mansplaining. So I had my fucking first like real mansplaining where I was like, this is miserable and the worst thing ever. So I can only imagine when females have to deal with that every single day. Which, by the way, it can't be that bad. It can't be that bad. I don't know. I don't fucking know. But
that was like this guy Tim at work. He's bald. Sounds like Kermit.
You're fucking bald, dude.
Dude, you're bald.
I'm gonna make that a clip and just keep putting it in the. Dude, you're bald.
You know, we're talking about like I don't even remember how the gym came up. We're talking about the gym. And there's another person standing there, who also knows. Goes to the gym and knows more than Tim. But he's like, man, I just love doing back. He's like, I don't work anymore, but man, I just love doing back. He's like, I don't like doing chest, you know? It's like feminine. You'd have a big chest.
What?
And I was sitting there like, uh-huh. Sure, dude. And it's like,
that's what? That's crazy.
He's like, man, you know, doing some of these, some of those.
Just like, back?
I don't know. And I'm like, I don't really do bent over rows because I don't like it on my lower back. I do T-bar rows, and he's like, "No, man, just bend over rows." And I'm like, "Dude,
that's fucking hilarious."
He just doesn't do chest.
You know for a fact he's swaying with those rows too,
dude. Fucking, I have a complaint of the day.
What's that?
Do we want to do complaint later? I can wait.
No, we can do it now. I don't know if we'll do it now.
Do it now. Fucking, I don't know if he's gonna listen to this, so let's just not say anything and see if he listens to it. But EB is driving me up the fucking wall. EB is my complaint of the week because I swear to God, every day he finds something new and minuscule to inconvenience my goddamn life. It's driving me crazy because I get so fucking frustrated, and it's like, oh, it's not that deep. Like, it's not a big deal. Why are you this mad over it? It's like, you don't understand. This is the 15th thing this fucking week, all right? He's driving me crazy. I love him. He's my best friend. But holy shit, we go play volleyball. And I want to give you a multiple things that this fucking chotch has done, all right? We go play volleyball. We're playing and, I was with you. Yeah, this shit set me off. Fucking, we go play volleyball. We're leaving and me, Matt, Zach, and EB are like, we're going to go to the fucking thrift store. All right, cool. We're all like, let's meet here at this time. We won't even go back and shower yet. We'll just go straight there, right? We get there. Matt gets there. He ends up hopping in our car. We're kind of sitting there. We sat there for a fucking half an hour waiting for EB. A half an hour. And I'm like, I finally text him. And I was like, yo, where the fuck are you at? And he goes, this fucking idiot. Oh my God, there's so much. I'm just going to read text. Like, there was another thing that fucking came up. I go, answer the phone, dude. Where the fuck you at? It closes at 6. He goes, what does? We had the conversation 20 minutes prior. I was like, what do you mean, what does? The thrift store. He goes, I'm sorry. I have shit set up. I had to stop at Kristen's for her dad's B-day. Fine. You had to go there for the B-day, right? Hey, don't make fucking plans if you have to go to your girlfriend's house for a dad's B-day. Now, this isn't Kristen or her dad's fault. Fucking no. He just didn't tell us that and agreed that he would come. And then didn't tell us that he wasn't coming. I was fucking pissed. I was like, dude, we waited for you for 30 minutes for you to not say anything. I snapped on him. This is also like the fifth thing this week. I'm not even going to get into the other shit. All right. I went on a fucking date and I just didn't tell him about it. I don't want to tell him about it because this motherfucker questions me more than my mom. More than my mom. My mom didn't even question me about the date. She's like, oh, how was it? EB is like, I like agave and rye. And I'm like, cool? Like, what? Like, I didn't even tell him that. He just found out that's where I went. And then he was like, how was the flats? I was like, what the fuck do you want from me? Get away from me. Why are you questioning me this much? So I'm already, like, just little shit. Again, it's not that deep. But oh my God, I've been dealing with this for weeks. It's driving me fucking crazy. I'm like, dude, you fucking serious? Tell us that. We've been waiting for you. That's fuck. Ditching is one thing. Pulling that is fuck. He said, dude, I'm sorry. I'll bring you a shot. Did not bring me a shot, that little fuckhead. And then. This is the next day. The next day. Actually, this is yesterday, right? When did we go to Matt's? Sunday?
Sunday.
Yeah. Sunday. This is yesterday. This is the next fucking day. This dude couldn't wait 24 hours to be inside of my asshole. Okay? He texts. I left my keys in his car. We went to a little shindig. Left my keys in his car. That's fine. You know? That's on me. And that is perfectly fine. I text him at 9 a.m. Yo, I left my keys in your car. I need them because I have things to do today. I want to work out. I got to go fucking... I know I had stuff to do. I had to go pick up Eli. I know I had to go pick up Eli at 5 o'clock. You know? Mm. Fucked over Eli because I forgot I didn't have my keys. So we're like walking out the door to leave and I'm like, oh my God, I don't have my keys. So I finally, luckily Eli was able to get a ride, so he was in and out. It worked out. When do you think I got my keys? When do you think he finally showed up? Like if this is at like 9, 10 o'clock, we could say like, you know, noon, maybe 1, you know, well, maybe 1:30. Fucking 5:45. No, 4:45. 15 minutes before I have to take Eli to work or go get Eli from work. He fucking drops off my keys. Dude, I'm already livid. And before he even gets there, I'm texting him like, yo, I'm kind of on his ass because I'm like, yo, like, I need my keys. And I'm being nice because like, yo, hey, do you think you could drop them off soon? Like, yeah, man, these beer shits are killing me. I'm like, all right, if the beer shits are getting you, he's like, oh, I've shit 6 times. I'm not kidding. He's told me this. I shit 6 times today. I'm going on my 6th right now. Cool, dude. Didn't need to fucking know that, but have fun with your 6th shit. Come to find out, I'm on Xbox with Jeff. This fuckhead was playing Xbox with Jeff all fucking morning. Dude, it takes 10 minutes to drop off my fucking keys. I didn't end up going to the gym until like 8 o'clock that night. I was pissed. He comes in. Elijah ends up getting a different ride home. Dude, he told me this. Jeff told me this. I'm fuming. I'm like, why? Why are you inconveniencing me again? It's like, just drop off my fucking keys. Like, it's not hard. Why are you lying to me also is the bigger thing. What the fuck? If you, like, dude, if you would have told me, dude, I'm not going to drop them off. I can't drop them off till 4:45. I would have been like, cool, at 4:45, I'll see you. Like, that would have been fine. It's not the fact that I had to wait that long. It's that every hour, I was like, oh, he's coming. Oh, he's coming. Like, he kept telling me, yeah, I'll drop him off. Yeah, I'll drop him off. Let me finish this 6th fucking poop. Like, dude, he pulls up. He's like, I'm here, dumbo. I'm fuming. I'm literally fucking fuming. Jeff just told me that he's been playing MLB, which if you play MLB, you're a fucking moron. That game is trash. He's playing MLB with Jeff all fucking morning. I walk out there. I grab my keys from him, and I say, I got to go pick up Eli. Can't talk. Walk inside, get on the Xbox. My windows and blinds are wide open. You saw it. I was pissed. I didn't have to get Eli. Nothing. That is my complaint. Fucking people causing me goddamn inconveniences. I hate it. It drove me insane, as you can tell. This was yesterday. Oh my God. It keeps on fucking going. Today, dude. Today. Fucking 4 hours ago today. I'm working out with my friend, right? And going with this girl. Like, we're going to work out. We're just hitting legs. Nothing crazy. That's literally it. I texted B. I was like, yo, I don't know if she's going to want to hit legs, but I did offer her first. And I was like, hey, do you want to go hit legs? Like, we can. You know, that is literally as simple as that. I just offered her. And I just texted B. I was like, hey, if me and her don't go, do you want to hit legs? Mm. He proceeds to call me a simp, which I'm like, how am I simping? I already had these plans. Simping is when you, correct me if I'm wrong, but listeners too, please correct me if I'm wrong. Simping is when you are ditching the boys or ditching an event you had prior plans to, or you are already apt to then hang with a girl, right? Yeah. That's what I thought it was. He tells me I'm simping, and he's already on my shit list. I'm just like, EB, shut the fuck up. Actually, go shut the fuck up. So he's on my ass for that. We get there. And she was doing hip thrusts. I'm not doing that shit. So I'm doing RDLs. And, dude, I'm like, him and Matt came over and they're talking to me, which is fine. Like, I'm just talking to them, talking to what's her name that I'm with. We're all just, like, kind of talking. We're doing our sets. Dude, he doesn't understand the concept of, hey, I'm hitting a PR right now. I'm moving some fucking weight. I had 225 on and a 15 on each side, right? I'm putting up weight.
For RDLs?
Yeah, and I'm doing that for 8. That's my best fucking lift. I love RDLs. I'm obsessed now. I'm doing them. He's just talking to me in the middle of my rep. I'm like, EB, shut the fuck up. I'm lifting. Like, stop. Dude, it took us a half an hour for EB to finally leave. He's not even working out. He's done with his fucking workout. He's just talking to us. Like, he's just talking to me. And it's like, I don't want to be mean and tell him fuck off. But like, dude, I'm working out. I'm in the middle of doing leg extensions. I'm not helping you with your Clash of Clans deck. I'm sorry. Get on YouTube or call me out. Text me after. I don't know. I can't even make that up. That is an actual fucking conversation we had where I was like, EB, I'm not helping you with this right now. He's going, I don't know, man. I don't know, man. And what's her name? Her friend was there. And I literally text her. I was like, if you, any other day, I'm like, yeah, go work out with Taylor. Like, I don't give a fuck. You know, go work out with her. I'll fucking do legs on my own. Not that she wanted to, but like, that's like something I would say. But like, today I was like, dude, if you leave me and I get stuck working out with EB on a day like today where I'm just not in a talking mood, I will strangle him. I will definitely wrap a cable around his throat. EB is my best friend. Like, I just want to point that out. This is my best friend. Like, best friend, Zach's obviously, you two are obviously my best friends, but like, he's up there. I love this kid. I would hang out with him every day, and this is why I can just talk shit, because I love him. And he knows that this is nothing that I haven't said literally to his face. Okay? But fuck. Me, a half an hour where he's just talking, he finally left, and I was like, I literally looked at him, I was like, I love EB, but oh my god, I'm gonna kill myself. So that is my fucking complaint of the day.
Rant of the day.
Yeah, that's my fucking rant. I'm gonna have to cut that down. I just did it for fucking an hour or however long I just complained for. How long was that? Did you see?
So you started about 16 minutes or 22 minutes.
Holy shit.
I feel like I was in therapy.
I'm gonna cut that down. So when that rant is 30 seconds, you know. Zach, where do you want Hanky to go?
Don't matter.
Do you have one?
Yeah,
dude, this is a legit complaint. This is a legit. Yeah, mine's like the fucking Apple Mouse, all right? I was furious.
Oh, that thing's ass. I hate that thing.
I know. Dude, it works on my floor, but not the mouse pad, not the table. I've tried it with every different surface. I've tried it with the walls. It works on the floor, though. Good thing I don't have my monitor on the fucking floor. Keep going.
But it's like, so on the Shindig Sunday, I brought that six-pack of...
This was fucked.
Yeah, they drank all of them.
Mm-hmm.
You at least save one for the person that bought
it. Dude, Zach, yeah. Yeah.
It was just a six-pack of Fireball.
You drank one.
I had one.
Before they drank them. And then we came inside.
And were gone.
We're not going to say her name, but she was like, Zach, made a face.
That means there was only three of them. That means someone is a greedy little bitch and had two. Two? You greedy? Come on. You save the person that bought them. You save one.
Yeah, that's fucking crazy. I wouldn't even do that to you.
Yeah,
I would hide him as a joke, and I wouldn't. Like, I would just fucking put him in my asshole or something. I don't know. But like, yeah, when that happened, I remember I was sitting next to her, and I was just like, "You drank those? Like, what? Why? That's kind of fucked up." Yeah, that was. I thought it was like weird.
Like, I'm fine if they drank it, but you gotta leave me one.
Yeah, you weren't pressed about it. You were just like, okay, but it was just like, you're that inconsiderate. I don't know. I thought that was weird. Thank you.
Actually, mine was on the way here, dude. I thought about pulling GTA and just ripping this dude out the car. I wanted to follow him to like wherever he was going, so I can just talk shit to him.
Oh my, that's how you get shot.
Should have seen him, dude. This guy looked like Fat Albert, the science teacher. And so
what happened? Yeah,
I'm driving on the way here. I get off on the highway. This dude was going like 80 on the highway, like, so I'm
ripping
from Edina, and to get onto the highway, you have to take like this little left turn. I'm going up there, this dude gasses in, like cuts in front of me, and then almost hits the truck in front of me, slams on the brakes, and then gets on the highway and just starts zooming. As soon as we get to Brunswick, this dude starts going 15 and a 35, and I'm like, all right, buddy, it's time to pick up the speed. We're going.
Yeah.
The light's still green, and I see it's almost about to change. This dude goes 10 miles per hour. The light changes to yellow, and he just stops.
Oh my fucking god.
And I'm like, oh my, I'm
yeah.
I'm like angry.
No, nothing works. Nothing works.
And I'm like, just calm down, sir. I was just a driver. Mm-hmm. And then he takes the right turn at 2 miles per hour.
That's when you just land the horn and don't let off.
Waits
just
until it's green to do the right turn, by the way. Uh-huh. And then just starts going super slow. And then
that slow, I would pass in the double the solids.
And I'm like,
oh, I pass people in solids when they're going 35 and a 55.
And then I'm like,
I'm not gonna lie.
This part where there's a little area I can cut through.
Uh-huh.
He gets up there to go to take a left turn. Doesn't go when there's nobody. Waits until a car, and he's just sitting there going. I'm like, all right, buddy. So then I kind of like was a D-bag and gassed it right next to him, and I looked at him, and next thing you know, he goes, "What's up?" He starts throwing his hands up, and I'm like, "Really?" I got a lot of issues with you, buddy.
Yeah, what a fuck. You know what he probably was doing? He probably was on the clock. From the sound of it, he was probably on the clock and was being paid, so he's taking his grand time.
What if you're going 80 on the highway to then 15?
Yeah, yeah, true.
It's 70 to get from over here, and then this dude's flying, like,
yeah,
cutting through.
But his car, the only explanation I would have that wouldn't make him an asshole is if his car's in limp mode, which goes about 10, 15 miles per hour. But you should have your hazards on if that's happening.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm assuming he didn't. But on the way here, there was, you know, up at, on the corner of Pearl and Center Road, like, and then there's like that, I don't know if it's like Rite Aid, mm-hmm, and then like Dunkin' Donuts,
yeah,
Mile High.
Yeah,
you know how there's that it goes from 2 lanes to 1 right there?
Mm-hmm.
This lady, she was in that right lane, and I was going straight. She was turning right. She had her blinker on. Instead of turning in the first one, that all connects. Doesn't matter which one you turn into, it connects. Instead of turning into that first one, like I thought she was going to, because she hit her brakes too, then just skirts, or just keeps on going into the next driveway. And I almost fucking hit her, because then it ends right there.
Yeah, holy shit.
And I'm like, yeah.
And that would have been on you. Even though it's not your fault, wouldn't that be on you because you hit her?
Not there, because she entered, like, my lane.
Oh, that's true.
And that, because you would have to yield to me.
Yeah, that's right.
But I don't want to deal with that.
I definitely have road rage. In the sense of, like, I get mad fast, and I'll yell, but, like, I've hit my horn.
Dude, I always
forget. I actually hit my horn at someone once. Twice.
I rarely do it.
Yeah.
I did it to, there was a guy, we almost fucking, he would have died, probably.
Because
he was on a motorcycle, and he didn't wait. There's this person, they took their left turn, there's a Jeep, and then a motorcycle, and they were both trying to turn left on the same road, and we're coming straight. The Jeep had enough time, fine. But he didn't look. He just followed the Jeep.
No.
I laid on my horn, I had to slam on the brakes. Abby screams.
Yeah.
And he was, if I didn't react fast, I would have clipped his back tire.
No.
Yeah.
Holy shit. How fast were you going?
It was off mark, so I was going about 50.
Holy shit. Yeah, you would have sent him.
Yeah. And I'm like,
at worst, you would have paralyzed him. At best, you would have paralyzed him.
Yeah.
Dude, that shit's scary.
Yeah,
that
I was like,
scary.
Yo. If you're
holy
new, you
fuck.
Be. And then all this time, he was a beginner biker. There's a thing called, I think it's called target acquisition.
Mm-hmm.
Not sure if that's the correct term, but when you're turning, if you look, I think, well, we've talked about it, I think, not on here, but if you're on a motorcycle and you're turning, and say you're looking and it's like a turn and there's a big drop off, or like woods, and you're like, you're looking at the woods, like, I don't want to go in those woods, you just drift into those woods without realizing it.
Yeah.
And I think that's what this guy did. He almost ran into my car because he was taking the turn. I saw him looking at me like his head was turned.
Mm-hmm.
And like he was just trying to turn normally, turn right, when he was coming right at my car. I'm like, please go turn. Come on. He turned at the last second. I'm like, good. I was like, I know what just happened. And I wouldn't have like got insurance or anything like that.
I don't know why this reminds me of that story, but I don't have permission to tell this, so we're just not going to say her name. But the girl fucking, like, hit that kid with her car. Dude, so she's fucking backing out of her driveway. And there's some little, I was not there for this. They told me this story. She's backing out of her driveway, and there's some little kid who's riding his bike. He's a fucking kid. He does not, like, he fucking ran into the back of her car, okay? He was going on the sidewalk.
Gavin did that.
Yeah, he did, except he was looking the other, he was literally riding with his handles, or with his hands off the handlebars, looking behind him, and just fucking smack the side of a car. Which, he's lucky he didn't go through the windshield, dude. Can you imagine that? Oh my, this is so fucking funny. Dude, she fucking pulled, she's back, she didn't like
back out aggressively or anything from what I know. But, like, the kid freaked out and didn't know what to do. It didn't hit his brakes. It just smacked the side of her car. And her first reaction wasn't, oh, my God, are you okay? This is a little kid. She gets out and she goes, why don't you look where you're fucking going? I'm like, yo. They're telling me this story. I'm like, this is a kid. She's like, I don't give a fuck. Look where you're going. Hit your brakes. I'm like, I don't think he knows what brakes are. He doesn't even know how to spell brakes, let alone pull the goddamn trigger. Yeah, fucking hit him. And then her dad, I guess her dad yelled at her and was like, oh my God, is he okay? And she was like, I don't give a fuck if you're crying. She was like, I made sure he was fine. And I was like, yeah, fucking right. Dude, that reminded me of that fucking story.
Here's some cool, it was a Kawasaki Ninja. It was in the faster one, probably 1,000. Mm-hmm. And then there was like, he was in the middle, and there was a C3 Corvette.
We should buy
then,
motorcycles.
I'm saying we gotta buy Groms, dude.
Dude, we'll talk off air.
Even though for like the same price, we can actually get something way faster and way cooler, but whatever. And then a Trans Am. And they were like, we were sitting at the light, and I was looking at his car. I was like, it's because it was a cool car. And then I start revving it, and I'm like, yeah.
I don't know why. I guess I thought there was going to be a crash.
No.
That's kind of funny. Did we talk about the fact that I hit a raccoon on this podcast?
Oh, no. Actually, I was going to bring that up.
Yeah.
I forgot
about after that. The last episode we recorded, I guess I never said this, by the way. We obviously didn't record on 4th of July. I was on a 4-day bender, like a legitimate 4-day bender.
I was supposed to work on 4th of July.
Did you not?
No.
Were you fucked up? You just get out of it.
Kind of, but the stuff that happened, I'm going to have to say off the record.
We'll talk. Yeah, I was on like a 4-day bender, so that's why we didn't record. But literally, right after the podcast, fucking EB was crying laughing because you didn't get your second cinnamon bun.
he was dying.
Dude, I had a select number of cinnamon buns I was supposed to grab before we left, and I missed it by one. And it really was not that funny, but if there's any kind of inconvenience, the funniest shit EB has ever seen. Like, he was genuinely, like, tears in the backseat, and we're all just sitting there like, EB, it's not that fucking funny, dude.
I'm just out of cinnamon.
Yeah, like, you weren't even that mad. You were just like, God damn it, dude. But we were driving to go play fucking golf, and it's like the middle, it's like dark, or we're going to a driving range, and it's dark out. We're driving, and I fucking hit a raccoon. I finally hit an animal, dude.
If you tried to do anything, it wouldn't have been safe. So.
Oh, no, not at all. Yeah, no, not at all. We're driving. It's a 2-lane road. We're in, like, kind of going through, like, a woods-type area, like, more in the sticks.
Yeah.
And I see these raccoons, and this fucking idiot darts right, and then just darts out into the middle of the street. My bumper smacks his forehead. It split my fucking bumper, dude.
He got clobbered.
He got hit so hard.
It was quick.
EB and me felt it in the back
seat.
I think he caught some of the
underneath. Yeah, he hit something underneath. My car isn't a low-riding car, but it rides low enough, clearly, because it hit boom, boom. Because at first I was like, did it hit my tire? But it hit the middle of my car.
No, it dead center.
Fucking hit it definitely right in the face. We went and... Dude, on the way back, we saw it, and we stopped and went and looked at it on the side of the road. I'm not going to be too graphic, but definitely hit this thing's head. Like, without a doubt. That was disgusting.
The smell was
bad. I couldn't smell it, but you guys all said the smell was bad.
I caught a whiff of something, and I was like...
Evie doesn't like the smell of pickles.
Puked.
Yeah. Oh, Evie's a fucking baby. I love him. I'm sorry. I swear to God, I'm not this mean.
Eat a pickle. Eat the fucking pickle. Jesus Christ.
Oh, yeah. No, that was ridiculous.
God damn, you're white.
Oh, my God, that was ridiculous.
Yeah, and then I almost hit him with the fucking ball.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We were running out.
Dude,
we
I was
running
so
around.
Accurate. I don't know what I was on. I was
it
just,
was hilarious.
I was ridiculously accurate. Hitting
so
the driver
funny.
Off the deck.
Mm-hmm.
Usually the driver used a tee. I was hitting him off the ground. And I came like a foot away from just smacking the shit out of his calf.
It was so funny.
He would have had a bruise for probably next 2 months.
It was so funny. He screamed like a girl. Gosh, it's hilarious. It's fucking scary because I ran out there with him when you were doing that. It's horrible. You weren't even hitting him by us. It's so scary though.
After that, you just think,
oh, I'm gonna get hit in my cervix. I'm gonna fucking die. Like,
no, I would just hit him to make the sound, mm-hmm. and then.
It was fucking funny. I will say, I think it'd be fun to wear face and neck gear probably.
And a cup.
Yeah, and a cup, and just
that could break a rib.
Or get those Red Man suits, where like the people you used to fight with.
Oh, true. That hits a bone. That's gonna fuck you up.
Yeah, no. If you get caught in the elbow, you're donezo.
Yeah. Oh, like right here in the fucking bone.
Right there.
Oh, it shattered your elbow.
That hurts so fucking bad.
Oh.
I wouldn't.
Oh my god. Now that I'm thinking about this, definitely not. It hits your patella, your kneecap, dude.
If you really want to get some, we'll just shoot paintballs at you. If you want to get hit.
Yeah, that'd be that's much safer. We should do that. I want to go paintballing so bad.
I don't want to go paintballing. I want to go play airsoft.
I want to go paintballing instead of airsoft.
Why?
I don't know.
It's, I think like.
I think both would be fun. I think we'd do both.
I don't want to do paintballing. Just the way that people play. Because it's either one, you have those people that take it way too seriously.
Oh, well, yeah, I was about to say.
But it's like, you.
X.
But they literally. It's different. Yeah, yeah. Like with airsoft.
X ROTC. That's hilarious.
If like an airsoft, like, it can be like more tactical. But like in paintball, they just pre-fire corners.
Yeah.
That's all they do. You sit there, you pre-fire the corner, and then you move up. You pre-fire the corner, you move up to the next little blow-up.
Well, yeah, I feel like that's in those. I mean, I would want to get our delinquent friends and have a paintball match.
Oh, yeah. With, yeah,
like, that'd be
back
fun.
There, that would be more fun than,
yeah, I mean,
than
going
to.
You just rent some guns. You
can't rent a gun and take it home. You buy guns.
What do I mean, like online? I don't know. I think it'd be fun.
I want to do airsoft. Those airsoft, like, where they're like out in like those abandoned building areas.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Dude, those ought to be, like, entire friend groups or, like, things online where, like, you sign up and go do it.
There's probably places in Ohio that are outdoor.
Oh, definitely.
They're
probably
just further away in, like, the southern Ohio.
Yeah. I want to go to a demolition room.
I want to have those, too. Just smack the shit out of, like, an old computer with a baseball hat.
I did work in one. It's in,
Really?
Yeah,
there's
Medina.
One in Medina, yeah.
Yeah, that's the one that I was talking about.
There's, like, you can bring your own stuff. Which is hilarious. I would love to do that.
Dude, someone brings like their mom's ashes. Thank you, mom.
It's for taking away the Xbox.
Yeah. That's hilarious.
Just buy an urn and just put like, I was like sand in there or something, and just have the just have the workers be absolutely horrified.
Yeah, you put in a bag and you go in there like, all right.
Fuck you, mom. You're like completely chill until you like get in there. You like freak.
You're just super nice, and then
shit, that'd be so funny.
And when you walk out, you're just fucking wired, walking straight out the door.
Yeah. You're like in a full sweat, crying. God, that'd be fucking funny. I would love to do that. I saw this one video. It was like girls in the demolition room, and they're like breaking shit. It's like guys in the demolition room, and it's some guy just crying on his hands and knees. I was like, damn. It was like in the actual demolition rooms too. It was hilarious.
I want to do those things where it's the VR thing, where you put like on the full VR. There's one in Cleveland.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
get a group of people, and it's like $70 a person.
Holy
and
fuck!
Yeah,
I think that'd be so fun though.
Like, I think it was like an hour or 2 hours, and you do like either
for $70. That's worth it. I figured it'd be like 20 minutes just because they can charge that.
Well, that was just with four people. It's $70 a person because it was like
more people you have, it's probably cheaper.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Dude, we could get a fuck ton of us. I'm so in.
And, like, you're just in this room with everybody, and then you...
Bro, that sounds fun as fuck, because I've seen those things online.
Yeah.
Because, like, I used to work at Scene 75, and we had something kind of like that, where, like,
yeah.
we had just the VRs.
Go-karts, goddammit. We're building a go-kart. But I still want to go do the go-karts.
We're building one. Okay, that's, like, the whole
point. Like, the high
dude,
voltage
we have
in Medina?
Scene 75.
Yeah, but those are bullshit.
Oh, yeah,
the high voltage in Medina. But
dude,
it's expensive.
Oh, we were supposed to do that for Jeff's birthday. I'm building a dye table with Jeff for his birthday. Happy birthday, Jeff.
Happy birthday, Jeff. Happy birthday, Raven.
Raven?
You haven't seen that movie. It's fine. Happy birthday, Raven. I can't swim.
Oh, yeah.
No.
What?
I have not seen this.
Bullshit.
I'm going to pull it up. I have not seen this. Happy birthday, Raven. I want a video. So, another thing that happened at that party, Gina, I probably shouldn't be saying names. Do you think that matters? It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Gina left. She was walking the dog that was there because the dog was kind of skittish. And Gina left, and she was walking the dog. She left her phone there. Bella calls Gina, not knowing that Gina's phone is on silent, sitting right in front of me because she like left it at the table. And I can see Bella across the room. It's me and Hanky. Like, it's right there. Which is also, like, how are you that oblivious?
You should have been like, oh, I didn't let you finish.
Well, she freaked out. That's what I was going to do, but she
yeah.
freaked out. She calls Gina. I pick it up, and I'm like, hello? She, and like, Bella, like, freaked. She, like, put the phone away from her. She's like, oh, my God. Who? And she goes, and she's like,
hello? And I'm like, who is this? And she hangs up and I'm dying. She was freaking out. It was
you should have been like, if you want your fridge back, you have to pay.
Yeah, there you go.
Watch her fucking panic. Oh my god, what if she had a heart attack though? They would have fucked.
I don't know. She just fucking dies. Yeah, can I sit like this?
Yes, please. But we got a spot.
Yeah, we've been talking about doing that. We gotta check if we have the I think I still have gloves.
Not full go.
Yeah, no, you don't full go in sparring.
We can. It's probably like assholes that go to do it.
Oh yeah.
But
I have a friend who spars Justin, who was on the podcast. He's into boxing and
would it be just boxing or like wrestling, tassling? You
know, well, that would be like UFC and stuff.
Yeah.
I don't think I have those gloves. I have like 16-ounce gloves. So like,
yeah, I have normal boxing gloves.
Yeah. We're wearing mouthpieces. I'm making that a requirement.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine. I figured you wouldn't care.
I don't have health insurance, so.
Not as why.
All right, the more you know. All right. No one robs Zach or Hanky for their insurance because they don't have health insurance. What does that entail?
What?
Health insurance. Like, that, like hospital bills?
Doctors.
Say ear is infected and you keep putting onion juice into it. What were you doing? Onion water?
No. Okay. So the whole thing about that, yeah, dude, my ear was terrible.
Yeah.
I didn't even do that. So.
Yes, you did. You told the whole story.
No, I saw TikToks of it. Oh. My Indian wife told me to take this onion and stick it to my ear and then start rubbing it. And he's like, my ear was better in 3 hours.
Did you do it?
No, I'm not that retarded. And so I'm like,
I would have done it for science.
And I was like, my ear was just in so much pain. And I'm like, oh, it's probably because my head's all clogged up and everything. And then I started going on TikTok just to look it up. I want to see what people saw.
I love that you went to TikTok.
Because I love that it was TikTok. There were some hilarious ones. Like this one was like, I took peroxide and dumped it into my ear.
Oh.
I've had to do that though.
Peroxide? Why?
Yeah.
It supposedly cleans out the earwax.
I mean,
one time I was like, my neighbor had like a little like pit bike that he would let me ride around sometimes. And I was like riding it and I got off and I kept on having like a, I thought it was a bug. I don't know if it was a bug or just from like the vibration of the bike, but it was just like a buzzing in my ear. Like it sounded literally like a bug.
Yeah.
In my ear just going zzz. It was horrible.
Like the whole time? Zzz.
No, when I got off of it.
No, when you're off though, is it like consistent?
It wasn't consistent. It was like, it sounded like a bug trying to move around.
Oh!
And so then I just dumped, then we dumped peroxide on my ear and it went away. So.
Oh.
Yeah, so then
what if it didn't flush it out? What if the peroxide just ate the bug? Just turned it into fucking goop.
My ear's all
it's just
goop.
Acid.
Did your ear cut off or something?
It's gonna catch up to you, Zach. The voices.
The numbers basin.
The numbers basin. I was thinking that actually. Okay, keep going.
So I was like, it got to the point where I was like, dude, I'm not going to the doctor. I hate going to the doctors.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I'll have like a huge slice, mom. I'm like, throw some peroxide and electrical tape on, and I'll be fine for the next day. And so I'm like, all right, this is annoying. I couldn't sleep. I stayed up the whole night because I couldn't sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, all right, I'm going to the doctor. I went to like the doctor, and they're like, oh yeah, it was like the most like crappy ever experience I ever had. And so I go there, and there's like her assistant or whatever. They're like both checking on my ear. They're taking the thing to inspect your ear. I'm like, yeah, it's a lot of pain. It hurts to move. She takes the thing, goes, okay, let me look around in here, and just starts wiggling around there. I'm like, ow. And she's like, oh yeah, here, take these ear drops and then get some like Flonase or something.
Yeah.
And so I go and get the ear drops, and then like she was like, all right, have a good day. And I, like, a week goes by, nothing's changed. So I'm still in
right.
So
how long
pain.
This is over.
And then I'm like checking on my ear. My ear starts bleeding.
Oh.
Yes, I had like blood in my ear and everything. I lost, and it got to like the point where I woke up and you couldn't hear anything
right.
out of my left ear.
Yeah, yeah.
Like I'm deaf.
That has to be
I'm
terrifying.
I'm not gonna go do anything.
Yeah.
And like I was having like I had my mom like start yelling over by my ear and everything. It was just nothing.
Really.
And so I go to the doctor. She's like, yeah, so take these ear drops now, and then we're going to give you these pills. And so I'm taking, like, three different pills, ear drops, and then, like, two, like, 3 weeks go by, and I'm finally better.
Oh, I was going to say, if that didn't work, do you think you would have resorted to the onion?
Yeah, I would have resorted to the onion.
That's hilarious. I remember well, I used to get...
Another one was garlic. You take a garlic in a pan, and then you boil it, and then you put in a sock, and then you stick it on
your ear. Yeah, that's the one you said. Yeah, the sock. That's fucking right. I got an ear infection as a kid. You probably... I was friends with you by this point, I think. I had an ear infection. I had tubes in my ears as a baby. I'm not explaining what it is.
There's, yeah.
It helps you hear when you're a toddler, like when you're like a baby, like an infant. But when it fell out, when one of them fell out, it ripped a hole in my eardrum.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. You had to...
I had to get surgery for it. It was really weird. It's the only time I've had to get surgery.
I've never had surgery.
I almost got surgery on my collarbone because it's deformed because of when I broke it. I didn't need it, though. Now I wish I did or at least went to physical therapy because now my shoulders are unaligned. One of them sits further up than the other, which is fucking annoying, but it is what it is.
The one thing I've had, like the worst thing I've had is I had to get stitches. That's like the worst thing.
On your forehead? How'd you get that scar, Zach?
I hit my head on some bricks.
Wait, can you tell that story? It's so funny.
So I was bored at my parents' friend's house.
This is like 3 years ago.
No, more like I was 3 years old. And, probably a little older than that, but not by much. Probably like, I'd say.
You're a kid, six. You're a toddler.
Yeah. And I was bored. And I was wearing socks, and I was running around in circles.
Were they big socks?
They were big socks. They were big socks. So I was running around.
That's adorable.
I was running around in circles, and I slipped and caught the corner of a brick fireplace.
Just be laughing.
Dude, and I initially cried, and then it didn't hurt. And then they only had like a shitty band. I remember having like dog hair on it, fucking right on there. And then so we went. Obviously, we went to the hospital. Another thing I remember,
like put an onion on there. So my car.
I vividly remember some garlic. The nurse that was putting on my stitches. I remember I was sitting there and I was like, "Hey, watch this!" And I like flexed like my butt cheeks, right? And, like one at a time. One at a time, so then I was just like, hey, watch this, and I was going, doo, doo, doo. Well, she's trying to tie up some fucking sutures.
Bro, I did not remember this.
I don't think I said that before. What happened?
Oh my god, that's so funny.
And I remember crying more.
Watch this. He's like, I'm gonna get her fucking number with this one, dude.
I remember being more upset that I didn't get ice cream.
Yeah, that's right.
Than actually cracking open my
dude, head. That's so funny. Hey, watch this. Holy shit, that was funny.
Yeah.
Oh, how long have we been recording?
48 minutes.
48, cool, okay. I didn't know if we were at an hour yet.
Let me make
sure we weren't. That's such a funny fucking story. Oh my god. I used to ask you about it like weekly just because it would drive you fucking up the wall.
About this.
Yeah, and then you have it's a birthmark, right?
I think so.
Where it looks like an icky right up.
More, yeah, it's
right,
right
at your right at the top of your sternum.
Yeah.
Or whatever, right at the top of those bones.
Should have been moved. You know how often I get asked is this a hickey? This little
dude, it's
spot.
In a horrible really? Spot. It looks like a hickey.
I know. That's like so often it's like, is it a hickey?
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, I've had it always. And then they're like, I don't believe you. And I was like, alright, ask me again in 2 weeks, it's still gonna be there.
I wonder if it's picking that up. It is?
Yeah.
Oh, fucking god.
Turn it up,
Tina. Tina, fuck off. Here. Oh, it's definitely picking it up.
Oh, yeah.
yeah.
Fucking funny.
The only other thing I've had to go to I've like been to like the doctors like specifically for is my height.
Your height?
Height. For a little bit, like they weren't sure because my uncle had a thing where he had to get like shots to like boost his growth.
Uh-huh.
I didn't need it.
You can do that?
Yeah. When you're still, like, growing, it just helps it out. And then, because there's, like, a bone in your wrist, and it's,
why don't we do that with more people? There's a lot of short kings out there who need that.
I don't know, because their parents don't love them enough to take them to the doctor. there's, like, a bone in your wrist, and it's, like, once when it closes, you're done growing.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, it's still, take, like, an x-ray of your hand.
Yeah.
And then...
What was the... Well, weren't you 2 years? Or a year behind?
think it's three and a half.
Yeah, you were short for a long time.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I was 3.5. I didn't really start growing, like, hit like I probably was 5'5" in going into 11th grade. I was probably like 5'5", 5'6", somewhere around there. And then now I'm like 5'9".
Yeah, like literally out of nowhere, it was like, wait, Zach's like not short anymore. Like, you were short.
I'm literally like, I was like 3 years behind you.
Yeah. Me and Joey were always pushing 6 foot, 6 foot. I'm 6'2" now. Joey's like 6 foot, 6'1". I don't know. Or he's 6'2". I don't really know. But yeah, and then like all of a sudden, I remember one day specifically where I was just like, wait, you're not like short anymore. And you're like, yeah. I was like, dude, when the fuck did that happen? Like, actually, like, it just hit me all at once. Like, you were just tall. It was weird. Can you imagine that happening? But like, you're 7 foot.
Like, you. I wish I just got a.
You want to be 7? I'd be five. I'd be 5 anything before I'm fucking.
Yeah, I want to be
up
that tall, but I just want like a tumor to grow on my pituitary gland, so I grow a little bit and then it goes away and we're all good. I just get up to like 6'6" and then we're good.
Same size cock though.
Yeah, I wouldn't help that out. There's no saving that one.
Is that how that works? Would it not help that out?
I don't.
Or is everything grow?
I don't know.
If you're 7 foot with an average size cock, you have a small cock. At 7 foot, dude?
I mean,
you're massive. You're massive. I don't think 3 inches is keeping up with that.
No. You see that video? It's like, because like, is it directly correlated to height?
What?
Cock size?
I've been told feet. I've been told hands. I've been told it's completely genetic. I don't think any of it's true. I think it's genetics.
Have you seen that video of like the guy running the 40-yard dash and he slips it doesn't slip, it just pops out his shorts.
Unfortunately,
you can tell that thing's he's packing.
Oh yeah,
and the thing hits the ground 3 seconds before he does. Like, it's like braces his
poor fucking guy. Oh my god.
Yeah, tarp run on his cock for sure, because it popped out and he immediately just slid down.
I tried to talk. Made me cough. That's not bad.
Yeah,
no, worst injury I've ever had. I broke my pinky. I broke my collarbone, obviously. When I broke it, it pushed up. So my collarbone sticks out. It protrudes a little bit. Well, it doesn't protrude. It's not out of the skin. But it's just like a little bit. Like, it shows. Like, if you saw it, like, it's completely different than the other one. That one happened. That one actually hurt the least. It's just like it doesn't hurt. It's very uncomfortable. If you move in certain ways, it doesn't feel good. When I broke my pinky, dude, that shit hurt. I had what is called a displaced fracture. I'm going to mansplain here for anyone listening. So be warned. So what I did is I was catching the football. I'm a wide receiver too. This is in practice. I go to catch the football and I caught the football. I wanted that to be known. I still caught it.
It's the only time you caught the ball.
All right, fucking moron.
You have stone hands.
I do. It's really bad. No, I just can't catch without gloves. As soon as I don't have gloves, I'm screwed. I'm not horrible. I was a pretty good. I mean, dude, you can't say that like you were good at football either. We both sucked.
Obviously. I don't know what I'm talking about. But I have better hands.
I can throw better than. No. You know what I can do better, though? I'm a faster swimmer.
No, he's not.
I'm a faster swimmer.
We're going to spar, and then we're going to swim.
Could be a triathlon.
It's triathlon. That's what you do.
3 rounds.
Okay. First round. Okay, you gotta catch 3 passes, and then we go right into a ring. Spar.
You gotta catch all 3 passes.
Round,
with the gloves on.
With the boxing gloves.
If you got hands, you can catch with boxing gloves.
Damn. And then.
I'm not catching shit.
I know. I have way better hand-eye coordination than you.
I don't know. I think that's a hot take.
Hit a golf ball, and we'll see.
Dude, that's. Golf ball, golf club coordination.
Can you juggle?
All right, that's totally different. That's totally
throw,
different.
Okay, we can test this right now. We can step outside. Give me a grape, a nut, anything. I can toss
it. I'll give you a nut.
Okay, give me your nut. I can toss it as high as I physically can and still catch it in my mouth.
Bro, you got good coordination for round things landing in your mouth, all right? You're just gay as fuck, all right? That's the difference.
Any speech you say in bold, I can still time that shit up.
I definitely would not be able to do that.
All right, so
the problem is also I would throw it straight up in the air and it would go fucking like 6 feet that way or whatever. I don't know. I
mean, and also if someone just has something, and as long as they give it a little bit of height and it's like kind of in the general vicinity, I can show it mouth. Just
you are just catching so things in your mouth.
You're good at catching nuts in your mouth.
Yeah, I literally.
Okay, well, you can do grapes, anything.
Anything round.
An entire hot dog.
Holy shit, that reminds me of that video. I'm gonna fucking cut it. That video where he's like, he takes the hot dog, goes, and it's just like that, and he fucking, the hot dog comes flying back up. Yeah. It's so funny. Oh my god. They didn't do the hot dog eating contest this year.
Yeah, they did.
I thought they did. I thought it got canceled because of the weather.
Chad Chestnut. It went on. Chestnut fucking.
They fixed it.
Protesting and was like, "It's like it's goddamn America's Day. I'm doing the fucking eating contest."
I was very confused when they did that. I was like, you know, you could just like go inside, right? Like, get a fucking gymnasium.
Those,
I don't know.
Some of those are insane. Like I was looking into those. Like he ate like 141 hard boiled eggs in like 6 minutes.
Dude, how? The yolk is dry.
And ate 17, like, Big Macs. I doubt it, geez. And, like,
I guess, maybe.
Like, 17 Big Macs in, like, 15 minutes.
You know he's, like, a millionaire? Like, yeah. Just off endorsement deals? He makes fat money.
You get, like, 100, I think it was, like, yeah. 100 grand for winning the fourth.
Yeah, so, like, he's winning those. And then on top of that, he's...
Well, he won last year. Put a dude in a chokehold and then still...
Yeah, a fucking protester came on the stage. Dude, I remember seeing it.
Mid hot dog cheer, this guy just throws him into a headlock.
Dude, it had something to do with a Star Wars character. Something it was like, look. I remember I saw the paper. It was like, look into so and so. And it was one of the characters or like the director of Star Wars. I don't fucking know. The weirdest thing to protest.
I couldn't do that. Like what they do. Because they eat the hot dog and then they dunk the bread in water.
Yeah, so it goes down.
Like, some of them choose, like, Gatorade. Like, there's this one dude, his whole hand was red from just dunking.
Dunking, yeah.
That's disgusting. Man. I could not do that.
I don't know. I would love to try. I'm not, like, fucking, I'm going to challenge Joey Chestnut to a hot dog eating contest. I'd love to take everybody to, like, an eating place that has an eating contest. And see
What do you think you'd win in? I would slaughter you guys in hard-boiled eggs. I seriously think I could out-eat... And eat faster with our boat.
I say we gotta do a video of taking down Guinness World Records.
Yeah. There's no fucking way we're beating 100, what was it, 68?
I think so. I'll find that. That's insane. There's this one where I feel like all of us could beat it.
Really?
Yeah, it's like some bearded dude who was in it. They were like 17 Big Macs in an hour.
In an hour? 17, though. That's
just pure volume.
I feel like at 5, you're just like...
Oh. Yeah, I could definitely chow on 5, but I'm not doing much after that.
In an hour.
Because I could probably eat at least... I can eat probably 3 back-to-back and then struggle in the next 2, but I don't know if I could get 6. I don't know.
There was like the Man vs. Food show. Yeah. It was on one day, and there was like... He was down in Columbus doing these challenges. There's one for pizza where you and another person... you each get like $150 if you complete it, and like a $100 gift card to the place, like your name on the wall, t-shirts and everything. And it was like a 28-inch pizza.
Oh, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Dude, there's one of those in Columbus.
Yeah, that's the one.
That's for the pizza?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been there.
And there's one right next to...
Give me a little bit
of
something, and I'm keeping that by myself.
There's another one. It's like a Mexican restaurant challenge right next to, like, the Ohio State campus and everything. And it's like, it's like habanero pepper, chili pepper, ghost pepper, all dumped on, like, this burrito that's, like, covered in anything that's hot sauce.
Dude, me and Zach went down to Columbus, and we drank with our friends, and then we went to the bars, and we just went mute. Like, that, if you really think back of when we were in that bar, we were the weird people. Like,
definitely.
All four of us, we weren't talking. No. Like, we were trying to conversate with each other, and we just were not talking. We were just people watching the whole time. We were in the bar for 30 minutes. How long were we in the bar?
It was not 30. It was closer. It was like 15 or 20. It was not long.
Really? We were that even shorter?
Yeah, it was not a
long time. Yeah, we were just in there. I could not take my eyes off of that one fucking guy who was shooting on that girl who was not old enough to be in that bar. It was fucking, that was weird. I think about that a lot.
Dude, when Valerie came on, oh my lord.
Oh, me and you were vibing. Vibing, to say the least.
If that song was on repeat all night, I wouldn't have been mad.
Dude, I listened to that song all of the time. And it's not even the original. It's the NBC or something radio version.
I don't know which one I listened to, but
no, it was the radio version.
At least once a week.
Come on, it was me on Aux, Daddy. Or you? No, yeah, you. The same one that was on the.
Are you sure? We listen to the same one? Because remember, I put it on, and you're like, "This is a different one than what I listened to."
Oh well, then maybe not. The one that we played while we were hanging out on the porch was like the radio version.
I don't know, but the beginning of the song at least one time a week.
It's so good. Oh, me too. It's so good. If I could bring anyone back from the dead, here's the draft of the day. How much time we got? You want to end it on a draft?
Yeah, let's end it on a draft. It's an hour.
So. Okay, let's end it on a draft. Draft of the day, top three, bring him back from the dead. All right? We'll go musicians.
Just musicians?
Or you guys want to go anyone?
I'd say, let's do musicians and actors.
Okay. Unless you want to just do celebrities.
Yeah, just celebrities.
I'm in on that. Okay. All right, I'll start it off. Amy Winehouse. For sure, dude. For sure, Amy Winehouse, number one. Like, it's a hot take. I could have probably gotten her later, but I think you would have taken her.
Just because I knew you were going to pick that.
You're a little shithead, huh? Amy Winehouse, number one, dude. The voice of a fucking angel, and she does heroin. Come on. Like, what is there not like, love there? Thank you. You want next?
Yeah. Robin Williams.
Robin Williams.
I was going to take Robin Williams.
That's a good take. That's a really good take. He's pulling heartstrings on that one.
I'm blanking on the name. Oh my god. Fast and Furious?
Ryan.
No, it's not Ryan.
Ryan.
It's not Ryan.
Oh, my Mr. Polish?
What?
Mr. Polish. Do you know who I'm referencing?
Yes.
Wait, can I explain the joke?
Yeah.
He was a teacher that used to teach at our high school who
taught Latin
and ended up being a gay porn star and got fired because he was shooting a shot on 18-year-olds in Instagram DMs. Okay, so keep going. Who's yours? The guy from Fast and Furious. It's not Ryan?
No. It's not Chris Paul. Jeez. Paul Walker.
Paul Walker. Yeah.
Paul Walker. I want to say Paul Walker. But I like him just because I thought he was a good guy.
He was a great guy.
I haven't watched
a bad day.
Everything for charity.
Yes.
I can't believe you're not taking what I'm thinking.
What?
Who I'm thinking.
I'm probably saving him.
Oh, yeah, you probably are.
Who is it?
No.
Well, you're next, dumbass.
I'm not taking him. Okay. I'm taking Mac Miller. Number two, come on, all day. The great, second greatest white rapper of all time. I'll fucking die on that hill. I'll die on that hill. You'll die coming up that hill, you mother. I'm so serious. I fucking love Mac Miller.
My second pick, Whitney Houston.
Whitney Houston? That's a good pick, man, but did she... She was a singer?
She was a singer.
Can't tell you a single song by her. I know I know what she looks like, but
they made a movie about her.
Yeah.
Oh, my third.
I don't know.
I would bring back
the second one.
I know mine. I'm bringing back Freddie Mercury.
Wow.
Damn, that was my third pick.
Wow, really, Freddie Mercury?
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember who that is.
Queen.
Dude, if you brought.
Well, he was gay. I'm kidding. Frank Ocean, I listen to your music, but you like boys. Have you not seen that video? God damn it, it's some like old black guy on TikTok. It's so funny.
Dreamer. His voice, insane.
I have to listen to him, man. Play a song. We can play 5 seconds.
Valerie. And it's also not, many people are going to know, but I'm...
Oh, yeah, from Queen. You told me who it was. I forgot that fucking fast. Do I simply just steal your pick because I know who it
is? It's not that. I know who you're going to pick and it's not it.
You wouldn't choose from the Comeback? I wouldn't choose who you're probably thinking I would choose. There's another person. I don't know what I'm saying. Fuck, who do I want as my third? Because... Dude, who has died lately? Who's died recently? Tupac. I'm kidding.
Tupac isn't dead.
He's still alive in Cuba. You think he'd be dead by now? He'd be dead. He'd be old.
No, he wasn't old.
Well, how old was he then? Was he when he died?
Probably in the 30s, I would say. Maybe.
Thank you, Cuba.
It was when Snoop Dogg was really young, too.
Yeah.
Because, have you heard that story?
Bro, the world is going to ache when Snoop Dogg dies. Like, ache. That shit's going to be bad. Who do I want to say? I'm gonna go with, oh my god, what's his name? He made the song Three Little Birds, or the woman's like, baby, don't worry, you just be happy.
25.
Oh, I know, Bob Marley.
Bob Marley. I'm gonna go Bob Marley. I'll go simple with it. Some Bob motherfucking Marley. Hank?
I'm gonna have to go Johnny Cash.
Johnny Cash is a good one. Johnny Cash is a good one. Didn't he beat his wife, or is that John Mayer?
I don't think so.
I think it was John Mayer.
Hmm. I'm debating if that's what I actually want to do.
Yeah, Tupac was 25.
So he'd be how old now? When did he die?
1996.
I don't want to do the math.
I want to make you do the math.
You can't make do anything. You can put your thumb in my ass and use me like a calculator?
Yes.
Boop, 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 boop. Probably work. Go try on. It.
Do it.
Okay, 1998?
Six.
Six?
He was born in 1971. I'll just say that.
Yeah, he's 20. You said he was 20?
Oh my god, you're terrible.
Died in 1996.
He was 25 when he died in 1996. It is okay. Now 2023.
But he was born?
So 29. What, he'd be. Oh, he'd be in his 40s or 50s? Am I doing that really wrong?
You.
What?
I'm not helping you.
I'm going to go, what, 49?
How did you get that number? I take me through your process.
Do you really want me to?
Yes.
So, he was 25. This is 1996?
Yes.
And then I went, okay, four more years takes me to 2000s.
Then you just did a wrong sentence the same way.
Okay. And then, so now he's 24?
What? He's 25.
Oh, he was 25.
You said that when you
started. Oh, I thought he was 26.
I don't even know if that's... What?
I thought you said he was 26. So he's 25. Add 5 years. Now it's 2000.
You were so fucking stupid.
He'd be 30.
No.
Oh, my goodness.
What am I doing wrong?
Just go by this. He's born in 1971. It's 2023.
That's even more numbers.
Okay,
dude.
No, because you can't simply remember the fact that he was born in 96 and he's 25 years old in 96. No, he was in 1996. He was 25 years old. Okay, here's the math. You take another 4 years, you're at 2000. 20 years gets you to 2020. Another three gets you to 2023. The four and the three equals seven, plus another 20. Is 27 plus 25 is 52.
You know what I didn't? You know what I didn't do?
I.
No, oh, come on. At 49, I stopped at 2020. I didn't add those last three. I said 49. I genuinely didn't add the last three.
Okay.
You're making it way more difficult. You could have just gone 2023 minus 7 in 1971.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I was saying. He's born in 1971.
And it's 2023.
I would do 29 plus 23, but...
Yeah.
Yeah. So, well,
who's your third pick?
Shit. I'm going to go with... I'm going to do it. I'm just going with it. Ralphie May.
Who?
He's a comedian.
Ralphie May?
You'll probably know him from like clips and stuff, but he was hilarious.
Do you think the world would be more distraught when Joe Rogan or Snoop Dogg dies?
Snoop Dogg.
I think that's factual. Yeah. I don't think anyone hates Snoop Dogg except like
what about when,
racist.
50 Cent dies or Ice Cube?
Fuck 50 Cent. Ice Cube, I'd be like, God, that's sad. I don't listen to 50 Cent's music, so I don't care. Same with Snoop Dogg, regardless as if you like his music, he's so funny. Like the shit he does, like the one clip when like, that was a tough loss. How do you feel about it? How do you feel after that? He's like, How the fuck you think I feel? That's so funny, dude. Fuck me. Well, you know, I lost the battle with the math, but I definitely won the war with the picks. The poll's gonna be below. Go fucking make sure you pick me, because Hanky and Zach are gay and they have the same name.
I'll tell you. I had to change my name on Clash Royale to Hanky.
Did you really?
Yeah.
My name is Jalopy. And Zach's is just Zach Killer.
Join our Clash Royale clan. It's Sister Fisters, with the I and Fister being an exclamation mark.
I'll tell it after. All right, make sure you follow the Instagram at lnd.podcast. I need to be more active on there. Oh, I fucking never got you on that.
I'm on it.
Oh, you are on it. That's right. Okay, cool. Do you pay attention to it at all?
A little bit.
Okay, because I don't really use Instagram. So, like, that's my problem. But, like, I don't know. People don't really look at it. Regardless. Yeah, so go follow us there. We should be coming to YouTube soon. Just the Ellen, the late Night Drive podcast on YouTube. If you want to go follow it now while you can, it should be there. It should come up. It'll be the same profile picture. The car crashed, and then the picture above it or whatever in the banner is gonna be me and Zach holding me. So make sure you guys go follow that. Hanky, you want to shout out anything?
Next week we'll be having Snoop Dogg on the podcast.
We got a hold of Snoop Dogg. We also got a hold of Donald J. Trump. We're going to put them on the podcast together. They're going to fight. Yeah.
We're going to put Donald Trump and Joe Biden in the ring of our sparring competition.
Yeah. All right. I love you guys. Have a great rest of your week. And I don't know. Go tell your mom she looks nice, maybe. I don't know. Edit there.